For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar. The Columbia Police Department says no charges will be filed against a truck driver who hit and killed a bicyclist on Interstate 70 but drove away because he thought he had hit a deer. Police did not find the body of 36-year-old Ennis Patrick for nearly 8 hours. Columbia Police Department spokesperson Joe Bernhard says other officers and civilians also reported the scene as a deer versus car accident. Bernhard says command staff will review the report to see if any procedure changes need to be made.
I'm sure the command staff will review that, but this is not something that happens very often at all. Deer versus vehicle accidents happen, hundreds of times every year, but I can't recall in my police career anything like this happening.
In the press release regarding the investigation, the department also acknowledged, quote, the terrible loss to the Patrick family caused by this tragic accident. An aviation maintenance and overhaul firm from Washington State says it plans to bring about 600 jobs to the maintenance base at Kansas City International Airport. Aviation Technical Services, based in Everett, Washington, announced plans yesterday to lease over 600,000 square feet at KCI's maintenance, repair, and overhaul base. It also plans to invest $57 million in the base. The Kansas City Star reports the firm expects to hire 540 new employees and 40 contract workers within 3 to 5 years. ATS officials say the number of jobs could eventually grow to 1,000. Though the drought map for Missouri looks better than it did last year, abnormally dry conditions have returned to parts of the state. Last year, the entire state was considered to be in a drought. This year, that percentage is less than half, mostly in northern and east central Missouri. State climatologist Pat Ganan says the current drought is not a continuation of last year's. A wet spring meant there were no drought conditions in Missouri by the middle of June.
I think the buzzword for Missouri this year was precipitation disparity. We had literally had severe drought impacting a good portion of northern Missouri at the end of August, whereas at the same time in August in southern parts of the state, we saw some historic flooding and record rainfall.
Ganan says long-term predictions for next year show an equal chance of having temperatures and rainfall above, below, or near normal. Proton radiation, which is designed to get rid of cancerous cells but spare healthy tissue, is now available for the first time in St. Louis. The first use of proton radiation occurred yesterday at Barnes Jewish Hospital during treatment of a patient with a brain tumor. The proton machine cost $20 million and was delivered to the hospital in 2011. Software glitches delayed use of the machine. Larger proton systems have previously opened at 11 other locations around the country. Not everyone is a supporter. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some criticize the massive and expensive machines as a symbol of rising healthcare costs, and note that there is no evidence that patient outcomes are better. This Monday is another big deadline under the Affordable Care Act. That's the last day that people can sign up for insurance through the online marketplace and have their coverage begin on January 1st. According to numbers released last week by the Federal Department of Health and Human Services, only about 4,100 Missourians enrolled in the first 2 months of the program. The Missouri Foundation for Health's Ryan Barker blames the low numbers on problems with the healthcare.gov website, which he says only really improved in late November.
I think a lot of people are waiting until the website improvements to actually sign up and pick a plan. And so I think the December numbers will be a lot more telling in terms of how much interest there is and how much enrollment there is into the marketplace.
In order for health insurance to kick in by the first of the year, consumers also have to pay their first premium. The deadline for that is January 10th. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.